Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in His word. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, His disciples followed Him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, so the boat was being swamped by waters. But He was asleep. They came and woke Him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then He got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I think the gospel today is importantly we are in the same situation. We are afraid. We are asking Jesus, "Lord, our boat is sunk. Please, give me your hand." Maybe Jesus will use the same word as what He to His disciples. "My friend, why are you afraid? Have faith in Him." At times before problems, it's so hard to see the will of God. We always thinking the will of God is always pleasant, always blessing, always peace. But sometimes He allows us to share part of His suffering, part of His cross. What we have to do is to offer our fear, our incapacity into His hand. The only way we can do is to trust in His love. Jesus knows us. He knows that we are afraid, especially today, the situation in Hong Kong, in the world, everywhere. There's lack of peace. There's a fear of epidemic, fear of the economy. We are asking, "Lord, where are you?" We are in the midst of the storm. Jesus may tell us the same word. "My friend, why are you afraid?" We believe that in whatever situation, Jesus is there. He's accompanying us. We trust His divine providence. We understand He knows everything. He is by our side. When we are afraid, just like the disciples, we can cry out, "Lord, give me your hand." We can ask, on the other hand, we have to trust, even in the situation of doubt. Jesus allowing us to have to experience this kind of human weakness. Even He Himself on the cross,
he experienced the same thing. He cried out, "Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me?" For so long he experienced the presence of the Father in him, but suddenly this presence was gone. He was completely alone. No consolation, no light, no help. But before he gave up his breath, he still said, "Into your hand I commend my spirit." We do the same. We recommend, we give all things to him, asking for his blessing, for his give against this blessing of peace.